Hi developers, I'm Jose Andilea, Microsoft MVP. In this video, we'll learn how to use the marine.auth NuGet package in order to log in to Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn from the marine.android application. The application looks like this one here. If we start by logging into Twitter, the user clicks the login to Twitter button, then he will get a web view to enter his login and password for his Twitter account. Once the authentication is done successfully, he will get a page where he can see his ID, username, cover photo, and image coming from Twitter API. If we try now for logging in with Facebook, the user clicks the Facebook button, then he will get the official Facebook login web page where he enter his login and password, then he click login to Facebook. Then he will get the basic profile information like his login username, ID, and his image and cover photo for his Facebook account. Now let's try the login to Twitter or login to LinkedIn button. Here, the user also will get the page to enter his login and password for LinkedIn account. Then he will get that exact information coming from the LinkedIn API. So let's start developing this application using Xamarin Studio.
For that, here I start Xamarin Studio and create a new solution. Here I set Android app, then hit next, give our application a name, let's call it Android Xamarin App. Hit here, I'll choose Modern Development, hit next and create. Once the application is created, we'll start by setting the user interface by going to the layout main.xml right here. Here we get this default page, but instead of this one, I'll go and set another page. So I'll paste this code here, and here we have this page that contains the three buttons for login to Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. In addition to that, we have an image view for to show the cover photo for the user, then a second image view to show the picture, and we have also three labels to show the name, the ID, and the biography of the user. Then we go to the main page to get references to these UI controls, and that's by setting, I'll define another onCreate method here. Here I'm getting the references to my UI controls, to my three buttons for the Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn buttons. And they also get a reference to my cover, image, picture, name, ID, and description labels. Then we start setting the click events for the three buttons. So let's start by the first button here, the Twitter button. When the user clicks the Twitter button, we'll fire the event Twitter login. So I'll go and create this event here by clicking generate method. Let's add this here. I'll go and override this method by the one that I have defined. So here we'll use an object called OAuth1 authenticator, because with Twitter we can use OAuth1, so we'll create this object OAuth1 authenticator. This object does exist in a NuGet package called Xamarin.auth, so we can install it right from that NuGet package, or alternatively we can also install it from a Xamarin component. And to do that, I'll go to the components folder in my project right here, right click and select get more components. That will bring this window where I can search for my Xamarin.Auth component. And here it is, the first one. I click Add to App to install it. And here it gives me some getting started documentation that I can use to start developing. Here, that now we have that component added. You can see here that it adds the Xamarin.Auth as a component. Now we can solve that namespace by clicking here using Xamarin.Auth. That will add that namespace to the top file. Then we'll be able to use that object and specify the parameters needed in order to do authentication to Twitter API. Those parameters are the consumer key and the consumer secret. We can get those parameters by going to the Twitter, to the apps.twitter.com website, and right from here you can create a new app. After signing with your Twitter account, you can create a new app by filling this form. Then you will get a list of apps that you can use, as I have here, so I can choose one of them, and then I go to the key and access tokens to get the consumer key and the consumer secret that are needed for my OAuth 1 authenticator object. In addition to these two parameters, we need some other parameters, which are the request token, authorize token, access and callback URL. And those could, here we can use those same URLs for authentication with Twitter. This OAuth 1 authenticator will send or will be used in order for the user to be authenticated. Now, if the user is authenticated successfully, or before of that, that authenticator object will be associated with the web view. So here you see that we are calling auth.getUI, and this one will create the web view that we saw in the demo, where we have the page for the web page for login with Twitter. And when after that the user clicks authorize app or click login to Twitter, that web page or that web view will send the authorized request to the Twitter API. Then the Twitter will respond back to our application, and we can get that response by calling the completed event handler. That response will contain the access token that we need later to create another request for to ask about user profile information. And here you see that we are calling start activity in order just to show that web view. So auth.getUI will create that web view, and start activity will show that web view and the user interface. So now let's call our completed event handler. Will generate that event handler right here. I'll go and add the code as a snippet. Once we get that response from Twitter, we'll get a value saying if the authentication is done successfully or not. So if the authentication is successfully done, then we get with it the access token from Twitter, and then we can use that access token to ask about the user profile information. For that, if the authentication is done successfully, now we can create a new request here by with this endpoint for asking the user profile information. That request is of type get, and we pass the e.account, which contains the access token for the current user. For this request, We'll get a response, then we'll extract the JSON from that response. And I'll comment this code here and try to see the JSON that comes from the Twitter API. So I'll go and run the application at this level. Click login to Twitter, then enter the username and password, authorize app. Here we hit the breakpoint, we'll go to the next one, and we put the cursor on top of JSON to see the value of this one. And here we see that we get a JSON response coming from Twitter API. This response, you see that here it contains information like the name, the ID, the description, the location, the screen name, and also some other information about the mentions and the cover photo and the image URL. So let's take this JSON object, copy it. Then with this JSON, we need to convert it to a .NET object in order to be able to extract this information, because the response we were seeing is a JSON response. So we need to convert it to a JSON or to a .NET response. For that, we need to create the equivalent .NET object of this JSON object. For that, I use an online tool called JSON to C# that could help me to generate a .NET object from a JSON object. And the way it works is by pasting my JSON object, then simply hit generate, and that will generate my .NET object right here. So I'll copy this .NET object. Then come back to Xamarin Studio, and here I use JSON convert to deserialize that JSON into an object called Twitter user. So let's create that Twitter user and generate that class, and then instead of it, we'll generate this object coming from twitter.json. The root object here, we'll call it Twitter user, as we name it our class. Then here's some namespace that we need to solve. So here it's system.generics, system.collections.generics. Great, now we are ready to go with one step. That here we are using the JSON convert, which is inside a NuGet package, call it Xamarin or call it json.net. We'll go and add that NuGet package by going to the packages folder, add package, and here it's the first one here, json.net. Let's add that package, and after that we'll be able to solve its namespace. So it's under newtonsoft.json, that namespace was added on top of the file here. Great, now we converted our JSON response to our .NET object of type Twitter user. Now from that Twitter user, we can extract the information and show it inside our labels and image views. So we'll display inside the name label the Twitter user.name and the ID inside the ID label and the pictures inside the picture image and cover image. Here for displaying the image, we are using a method here called getImageBitmapFromURL in order to be able to get the bitmap of that image and set it to our picture image using setImageBitmap. So let's generate this method. And here I have prepared its implementation. I call it bitmap. Then here it is. Here mainly what it's doing, it's taking a URL, then it calls web client, which is inside the system.net. It will download data from that URL. That data is an array of bytes. It will decode those bytes, then send the response back to the caller. And the response is an object of type bitmap that will be used to set the image bitmap. So this will show the image downloaded from the given URL. Great, so this is login using Twitter. Now let's see login using Facebook. For that here, I'll go and generate the login using Facebook. So here we start by the event handler for Facebook login. This event will be fired in each time the user clicks the Facebook login button. So let's go and comment this one. Here I call it that event the same as I call it here, Facebook login. So when the user clicks the Facebook login, we'll go and call OAuth2 authenticator, because Facebook uses OAuth2, and we'll pass the parameters needed for authentication with Facebook, which are here the client ID. How we can get that client ID? So we go to Facebook, or to developers.facebook.com/apps, and from here you can log in and create a Facebook application by filling this form. Then you will get your application if I access one of them. Here I'll get my app ID, which I need to use from my Xamarin application. From within Facebook also, we do need to do some other step, which is specifying the auth redirect URI. So here you can specify this URI, for example. And that same URI should be used from your OAuth2 authenticator, as we do have here. Great, so we specify the client ID, the authorized URL is the one specified by Facebook, which is in my case here, m.facebook.com/dialog/OAuth. Then we call the GetUI to prepare the web view. Then show that web view using start activity. So this is in this step, the user will type his login and password, then click login within Facebook. The request will be sent to Facebook API, then Facebook API will response back, and we can catch that response using the completed event handler, which will fire the method or the event Facebook auth completed. If the user was successfully authenticated, then we'll issue the second request for getting user basic profile information. So the first request here is for authentication, but the second one is for getting profile information. To get the profile information, we'll use this endpoint here. You see it having parameters, the requested information. Here we are requesting the name, picture, cover, birthday. Of course, you can add some other informations to ask for. And we are also passing the e.account, because e.account contains the information about the access token. It's embedded inside this object. That request will be sent, then Facebook will respond back to us. We'll go and read the JSON from that response, and then we'll deserialize the JSON into an object that we call Facebook user. So you can use, or you can generate the Facebook user So the same way we generated the Twitter API, so you can use JSON.C# to generate the Facebook user. Here for a Facebook user, I have already generated it. So I just paste its implementation, Facebook user. And here it is. So it mainly have the parameters or properties for the name, picture, cover, and ID. I'll add its namespace. And here we are. Now that we have the Facebook user object, we can extract the name, ID, picture, and cover from that and show it in our user interface. This was login with Facebook. Now for login with LinkedIn, it is almost the same logic. So we'll call an OAuth2 authenticator within LinkedIn and specify here not only just the client ID, but also the client secret. We can get those information as the same way we go to the LinkedIn developer website, which is linkedin.com/developer/apps. And from here, you can create another LinkedIn application and access your application through my apps here. One of them is this one here. And they can get my client and secret ID. We also need to specify the OAuth2 redirect URL, which we'll use in the OAuth2 authenticator. So as you see here. Great, you see that within LinkedIn we are also specifying the scope. Here we are saying we want to get the basic profile, which is also checked here for the our basic profile. We'll get the web view for the LinkedIn login page. We'll show it, then we'll get the response. Once we have the completed event fired. If the user is successfully authenticated, we'll create an OAuth2 request for this endpoint here where we are asking for those properties or those information about the logged user. We are asking for his first name, last name, ID, picture, summary, and some more information. Within LinkedIn, we can say if we want the response to be a JSON or XML by specifying the format parameter. Then we need to pass the OAuth2 access token, which is inside the e.account.properties of access token. We'll get that JSON response. We'll go and deserialize it into an object that we call it LinkedIn user. We'll generate that object, LinkedIn user. And here again, it's it contains the first name, ID, last name, picture, URL, summary, and location, and some other information about the current logged user. We'll extract information from that LinkedIn user object and we'll show it in our user interface. So I hope this video was helpful for you, and if you are looking for the code of the today demo, you can find it in GitHub under this repo right here, where we have github.com/osmbli/xamarin.auth. So here you find all the code for login with Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn for both Xamarin Android and also Xamarin iOS. So thank you.